We, right there, have the LUFC scarf hanging in our studio. You're Lane United Football Club online, laneunitedfc.com. On Twitter, Lane United FC. We welcome in the coach, who you could also follow on Twitter. Use at John R. Gallus. John Gallus joins us. John, how you doing?
Steve, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Couple weeks ago, I saw you tweeted out, it was the 125th anniversary of the Liverpool Football Club, near and dear to you. You visited an intern there. But I was thinking, you know, from an American perspective, baseball is that old. It's been challenged by football, basketball, a lot of other sports. But for European football fans, it's still their club that holds their passion and is kind of part of their sports society and history like no other, right?
I would agree with you 100%.
And for Liverpool, I'm just trying to think because I always try and get a mental image picture. And I know you spend time over there, and we'll get to Lane United.
Yeah.
But within, you know, that country, the major clubs, the passion of the Liverpool fans, that right up there with any? Are they, I know you could say passion or as nuts as anybody?
Yes, I would agree. you know, It's NASCAR, but a sport.
Okay, we're going to get that one trademarked.
Yeah, let's get that one out there.
Yeah, so when we last talked, you were prepping for that big Friday night match against the Sounders U-23 team in Springfield, and they'd been a terror defensively. I think I was reading they had allowed just one goal over the last four league matches, and you guys won 4-1. So in that one, how important was it to strike as early as you did, and how pleased were you with the top-to-bottom performance?
Well, overall, obviously very pleased. You know, we knew we had to be sharp against the Sounders. They're a quality team. They don't concede a lot of goals, and, you know, I would have taken a 1-0 result for sure, but, you know, the manner in which we scored early and often, you know, 3-0 at the break, let one in the second half within the first 15, and then battled back and got that 3-goal lead again. But overall, the boys played really well. They executed a game plan exceptionally well. So I was very pleased with that result.
Talking Lane United football with head coach John Gallus. They got you back on the road next week, but then it was time to hit the road for the Calgary club for a Friday and then a Sunday match, and they lead the Northwest Division of the PDL. You got back-to-back draws, 0-0, 1-1. While you'd like to win, how big was it to get points on the road in both matches?
Oh, it was huge for us, I think, just from a confidence standpoint. And, you know, the manner in which the boys, you know, carried themselves throughout the trip was fantastic. I mean, we left Portland PDX at 6 in the morning on Friday and played at 8 p.m. Friday night in Calgary. and we had a couple of, welcome to the PDL, mind you. But we had a couple travel issues, you know, and the boys were great, super resilient, and nothing bothered them. They stayed together. They were focused on that first game, which was just get a result, you know, get a draw, and then we'd move on to Sunday. And they executed, again, the game plan exceptionally well. Wasn't our best display of offensive football, but, you know, the goal going in there was to not concede and see if we could catch them on the break. And they executed so well. I was super proud of them to get that first result, take the first point from Calgary. You know, I think they're unbeaten in 13 games at home. They're a quality team, and for us to go up there on the Friday, travel on the Friday, you know, sleep for a couple hours and then get ready to play was a huge challenge for us, and the boys matched it and did very well.
So this week it's a home-and-home with the Timbers under 23, Thursday here in Springfield, Saturday there. You drew with them 2-2 on Memorial Day in Salem. Now, in that first one, you led 1-0, then 2-1. So while getting points on the road in this league, not to be taken for granted, a little bit of frustration that you didn't get the three?
Yeah. You know, the talk in the locker room after the game, you know, even though we got a point on the road, the mood was certainly that we felt like we lost and we dropped points, you know. I think they were disappointed in how they closed that game out. I think that we conceded in the 83rd minute on a silly giveaway, something that you know, 99 out of 100 times we take care of, and on the day we didn't. And in this league, these guys, you know, can punish you. And they, credit to them, they kept pressing for the equalizer, and they got it, and you know, we got out of there with a point. But like you said, I think that the guys were pretty disappointed with that one.
Talking Lane United football with John Gallus, 7:30 Thursday, Les Schwab Sports Park in Springfield. In-state rival, first of a home-and-home. They're pretty hot. They've haven't lost their last six. And with summer here, you know, you've got a pretty cool promotion. So for Thursday, how can parents benefit and, you know, get the young people out there to watch your club?
Well, we're... all youth players, age 6 to 12 or, you know, 1 to 12, whatever you want to call it, any youth player that brings a that wears their youth kit, their jersey, or their favorite team jersey, in celebration of school getting out on Thursday, all those kids will get in free. It's a free admission for them. We're also running a camp promotion, $10 off if you come to the game and register for one of our summer camps. First one's July 10th to 13th, and then we have a couple in August as well. So we're just trying to get a little excitement about the summer starting. We've got you know, some home games left, and we're in the playoff hunt. We're hoping we'll get some fans out Thursday night and help us beat the Timbers.
Yeah, unlike the MLS season, which lasts longer than the Major League Baseball season, you guys are down to like your last 3.5-4 weeks. So safe to say, as far as a playoff push, these are pretty substantial matches magnitude-wise.
Yeah, this is a big one. We trail the Timbers by 3 points right now. If we win, we're tied, and the only deciding factor at that point will be goal differential, I believe, and we, depending on the result. You know, Thursday we'll close that gap a bit, and then we turn around and go up and play Saturday. So this is a massive week for our club. I think the boys are excited for the first game Thursday to keep us in that playoff hunt. We had a good training session today. They were super focused and excited to be back together. We gave them a day off yesterday. But this is a big week for us.
In closing, I always like to get you to play marketing manager. The scene at Les Schwab, you know, a local club, great time of year. What can folks look forward to when they come out and see your Reds Thursday night?
Well, I appreciate you allowing me to put on my marketing hat. you know, it's just, again, there's a lot of factors that involved in the game, and it's obviously quality soccer. But we have the Oakshire Beer Garden. We have a bar. We'll have multiple food trucks. It's going to be a beautiful night, you know, in Springfield. And it's just an opportunity, again, with the promotion for, you know, the youth tickets being free if you wear your jersey of choice. It's great entertainment. It's affordable. And you know, the 4 or 5 miles it takes to get from Eugene to Springfield isn't that far. Hopefully we can draw a big crowd tonight and create this in-state rivalry.
All righty. Again, you can learn so much more, laneunitedfc.com. Follow on Twitter, at laneunitedfc. Follow John himself. Use at John R. Gallus, G-A-L-A-S. Always fun catching up, John, and best of luck this weekend.
Well, I appreciate it. And you can wear your Yankees jersey, and I'll let you.
That's going to count? They're going to count it with
it? Yeah, that'll count. I mean, anything to get you to a game, that'll count.
All right, I'll talk to the boss, and we'll see.
All right, thanks again, Steve.
Take it easy, John.